Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Well, it's so nice, and it's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
You've been here before, but it's been a few years.
It's been a while, yes.
Yeah, now you've got this new album, Cedar and Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is great, by the way. You guys have heard this. The tracks we're playing on TTS is fantastic.
Thank you.
You had, and you're no stranger, despite your youth, you're no stranger to the business. You've been around, you've had a few albums, but there was a gap there, and you were out doing some things, some soul searching, from what I understand.
Got a tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. Glad you brought it up. What does it say?
I got this when I was in Bali, and it's written in Balinese. It says, "Find and follow the good path."
Is that the place where you found the most inspiration in the past few years?
Bali is a very inspiring place. It was one of the first places that I, it was one of the first places I went when I'd had time off. A friend of mine was going and he said, "Why don't you come with me? I'm going for 3 weeks." And I was like, "Okay, done. I'm going." And all my friends and family were sort of like, "You're just going to go to Bali?" And I was like, "Yep." And that sort of, was the first step in just sort of doing something for myself that didn't involve playing music or having obligations to my music and my record label and managers and all that. It was just, I just sort of said, time out. And so it was inspiring to be able to do that in itself.
So you kind of caught your breath then and...
Yeah.
Kind of reevaluated things and now you've come back and it seems like it's a really good idea because this is a really good album and...
Thank you.
We're very excited about it. Tonight you've got a show at Radio, which is it's one of our coolest venues. It's relatively intimate. What kind of a place do you like to play? Do you like to play outdoors, indoors?
I love outdoor amphitheaters. I love small theaters and I like intimate venues. I like a dirty rock and roll club every once in a while. Like we just played one in Nashville, and in a town like Nashville, it's good to feel gritty sometimes. I go back and forth. I mean, we definitely have our set now, you know, where we can do a really intimate set or we can do a really rockin' set. So right now I'm touring with just a 3-piece. So it's me on guitar, and then I have 2 guitar players with me. One plays pedal steel and slide and electric. The other plays electric and acoustic. And then I have like a foot stomp and a tambourine. So we've sort of been collecting instruments as we've gone, or the boys have, I should say. But it's as rockin' as you can get with a 3-piece, but I like the intimate venues for sure.
And I think a leading recreational sport for people that have been in this studio is surfing. I don't know why it is. Donovan Frankenreiter.
Nice.
Jack, I don't think we ever had Jack Johnson in here, but we certainly had a lot of his pals.
I see G-Love.
Yeah. And do you still get a chance to do that?
I do, actually. I'm really upset right now because I just got a text message from my brother who's staying at my house right now, and he's like, "I just took your surfboard for a spin." And I was like, "Arr." And last time he borrowed a surfboard, he put a hole through the top of it. So hopefully that won't happen. But yeah, I do. And I was just had 3 weeks off, which was the first 3 weeks off I'd had since June. And my dad surfs all the time and my mom, so I'd normally try to track them down. That's about the only place I can find them is in the ocean. So,
Tristan, we don't really have too much to offer you in that regard here, but we do want to welcome you to the Heartland. Would you please once again welcome to our Sun King Studio 92, Tristan Prettyman.